Support for Radio Boston comes from Hadestown at the Box Center Wang Theater, Broadway's Tony and Grammy-winning Best Musical, an epic celebration of music, togetherness, and hope, raves Forbes. Playing April 23rd through April 28th. Buy your tickets today at boxcenter.org.
This is Radio Boston. I'm Anthony Brooks.
And I'm Meghna Chakrabarty. With Election Day just 5 weeks away, it's a big week of political debates. Tomorrow night, President Barack Obama and Republican challenger Mitt Romney will meet in Denver for the first of three encounters. And last night at the University of Massachusetts in Lowell, it was round two for Scott Brown and Elizabeth Warren.
In one of the nation's most closely watched Senate races, Brown and Warren jabbed and parried with each other in a debate that was contentious, personal, and lively. And here to talk about that and the week ahead in politics are Susan Tracy, a former Democratic state rep and current president of the Strategy Group. Welcome, Susan. Great to have you.
Thanks, Anthony. Glad to be here.
And Nancy Dwight, former executive director of the National Republican Congressional Committee and the current chair of Dwight Partners. Nancy, welcome to you.
Thank you.
So let's start with the Warren-Brown debate last night. Moderator David Gregory has taken some heat for spending as much time as he did on the issue of Elizabeth Warren's claims of Native American ancestry, but it's an issue that Scott Brown wants to talk about, so it suited him just fine. He says it raises big issues of character and credibility. Here's how Elizabeth Warren finally answered last night.
I have answered this question many, many times, and it starts with the fact that from the day I was born until the day my mother died, she told me about who I am, who we are, who my brothers are, who my family is.
So, Susan, Elizabeth Warren has been answering this question again and again and again. Did she get it right last night? Can she put this issue behind her?
I think the issue is behind. I think Scott Brown makes a mistake and keep bringing it up and bringing it up. And I think if you took that quote out a little further, I found it even more compelling when she said, my mother told me this, and to not believe her would have to believe that my mother lied from the moment I was born until the moment of her death. And to me, that was an enlightening comment. I saw how compelling this is from a personal perspective and how she really relates it to her parents and the truthfulness of them.
Nancy, what was your view?
Well, I was surprised, I'm sure like a lot of people were, that the debate was opened with this. And yet at the same time, it has been such a dominant part of this conversation because who you elect to the United States Senate has to do with trust and character. I agree with Susan, though. I do think it's time to pivot to other issues, both the issues that will be seizing the electorate in the next 5 weeks. And if Senator Brown wants to talk to about anything with Elizabeth Warren, or Professor Warren, as we heard last night.
Which he doesn't mind, by the way.
Yeah, no, apparently, then that's good. But what he should really be talking about is focusing on her record, and they got into that a little bit last night, the legal case history, that sort of thing. I bet we'll probably hear more about that as we hear more about the issues going forward.
And one of the themes last night was bipartisanship. Scott Brown continued to present himself as the independent Republican who votes against his party from time to time. Then he was asked if he would support Mitch McConnell as minority leader or majority leader if the GOP retakes the Senate. And here's what he said.
Now, when it comes to dealing with the majority or minority leader, I've already let it be very clearly known to Mitch McConnell that I'm completely disgusted as to what's going on down there. And he has a lot of work to do to earn my vote because I don't work for him or Harry Reid. That's the beauty of being independent.
So, Nancy, how successful was Brown last night making this argument as the bipartisan guy?
Well, I thought he was very successful, and I thought he made news last night. I didn't see a lot of it picked up today, but I think we should talk about it. He said that he won't necessarily vote for his Republican leader on that first critical vote. I thought that was an interesting sign of what may be coming going forward. But he, the only way that a Republican wins statewide in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts is by being bipartisan, moderate, independent, and somebody who says we'll look at every issue and how it will affect the state. And I think he went a long way in successfully making that point last night.
Well, let's listen to how Elizabeth Warren responded. Here she is.
When Senator Brown talks here in Massachusetts about how very bipartisan he is and how very independent he is, he's sure not saying the same thing when he goes around the country raising money in this Senate campaign.
So, Susan, did Elizabeth Warren do all she could do to chip away at that sort of bipartisan image and link Senator Brown to Mitt Romney, to Paul Ryan, to the National Republicans?
I don't think she's finished doing what she can do to him on that, but I think that was a good opening shot. And much like I think Nancy thinks this notion of voting for Mitch McConnell might be something that Brown is focused on, I think you're going to see Elizabeth Warren say, yeah, but you're running around the country, you're telling people you're going to be the vote that's going to make the difference in this, and you're raising money against it. And I think that it's going to be hard for him to take the money and then sort of, you know, pretend that he's not on the team.
Hmm. Well, very quickly, give us your top line. 24 hours later, has the political ground shifted in this race at all in the wake of that debate? Nancy?
Well, you know, interestingly, I think you have to look at style as well as substance. Hmm. We heard substance last night. We saw style last night. I think we saw a relaxed, confident, secure United States Senator Brown. I thought Elizabeth Warren seemed a little bit, just a little bit too edgy and a little bit too tense. I think he very much benefited not only from that opening question, but from the format of just sitting around the table, having a conversation, whereas in the first debate, she was standing, he was standing, she looked more in command to me. So overall, I think he came away from it marginally better. I still think both of them going forward will have more debates, more conversation. It was not a home run hit for either of them, but I think he did better because he did better than the first time. And again, he was just more relaxed.
What do you think, Susan, sort of top line here?
When I look at the path ahead, I think Scott Brown needs to both focus on being a nice guy and being bipartisan. I think last night we found vulnerabilities in both. I think his constant attack of Elizabeth Brown, his, you know, I'm not a student in your classroom, I think those are all turnoffs to a lot of people. They erode the nice guy image. In the bipartisan piece that he's really hanging his hat on, I think it was really called into question and will continue to be. I think he's got a tough road over the next 5 weeks in this Democratic climate with Obama so strong at the top of the ticket.
Finally, let's look ahead to the first presidential debate tomorrow night in Denver. Here in Massachusetts, we've seen former Governor Romney as a debater. Nancy, we literally have sort of 15 seconds left. What can we expect from him, given what we know about his past performance here in Massachusetts as a debater?
I think we're going to see a strong Romney. I think he clearly knows that he has 5 weeks to go, and that is what it will take him to try to turn this race around. And he will talk about whether we can afford 4 more years of President Obama like we've seen him spend the last 4 years.
And Susan, very quickly, Mitt Romney as a debater?
I think Romney needs a game changer tomorrow night. This race is slipping away from him.
Susan Tracy, former Democratic state rep and current president of the Strategy Group, and Nancy Dwight, former executive director of the National Republican Congressional Committee and current chair of Dwight Partners. Thank you both.
Wonderful to be
Thanks.
Here.
Stay with us, because coming up, we talk to one of the 4 Bostonians who were named as this year's MacArthur Genius Grant Award winners. I'm Meghna Chakrabarty.
And I'm Anthony Brooks. This is Radio Boston.